Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you got the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
In a scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
As a parent, you say you will do anything to keep your children safe. But there are some limitations to that sentiment. On October 14th, 1970, a woman died while in a criminal asylum for doing the unthinkable to keep her son safe in the war. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Leonardo Cianciulli's life was, from the beginning, one of distress and violence. Her mother, Amelia, was raped in the early 1890s and, when she found herself pregnant as a result, decided to marry her rapist, Leonardo's father, to save face in the community of Montella Avellino, Italy. Because of how Leonardo was conceived, once she made her entrance into the world on April 18, 1893, or 94, her mother became extremely emotionally abusive, even after leaving her father and remarrying. This led to Leonardo's attempt to take her own life twice while she was still a young child. In 1917, she married registry office clerk Rafael Pensardi, despite the fact that her family had already arranged her marriage to another man. Furious with her disobedience, Amelia placed a curse on her daughter and her new marriage. In 1821, the pair moved to Rafael's native town of Lario Potenza, where, just 6 years later, Leonardo was arrested and imprisoned on charges of fraud. Once released, the pair moved to Lacedonia Avellino, where, in 1930, their home was destroyed in a historic earthquake. Completely homeless, the pair then moved to Correggio, where Leonardo, who had by this point suffered a number of miscarriages and loss of her young children, on top of her other misfortunes, opened up a small soap shop and became a well-loved and well-respected member of the neighborhood community, seeing good fortune for the first time since that dreaded curse. Soon, she established a reputation as a successful businesswoman and, on the side, started telling fortunes and hypnotizing clients with her self-proclaimed special powers to make dreams come true. As she settled into her new life, the curse was never far from the back of her mind. According to the stories, Leonardo had, at some point, visited a Romani fortune teller to try and get some clarity on her mother's curse. The woman told her, "In your right hand, I see prison. and your left, a criminal asylum. Anne claimed that all of her children would die at a young age, a fact that seemed to ring true considering, out of 17 pregnancies, Leonarda had found herself with just 4 surviving children. So the fact that she was extremely protective of these 4 children should come as no shock to any of us. In 1939, her son, Giuseppe Pensardi, the eldest and well-known favorite of her children, announced that he was going to enlist in the Italian army so that he, like most boys his age, could aid in the World War II efforts. Leonarda was horrified, and soon her fear and her deep belief in the superstitious would earn her the moniker as the most infamous female serial killer in the 20th century, the soap maker of Correggio. It's unclear where Leonarda got her idea, but with her son off in the dangerous war, she knew she had to do something to keep him safe, to protect him at all costs. How did she plan to do that? By making human sacrifices. The first victim was a woman named Faustina Setti, a lifelong spinster who came to Leonarda to ask for help finding a husband, to which Leonarda responded that there was a very suitable man living in Pola. Telling her to keep the information to herself, Leonarda persuaded Faustina to write letters and postcards to anyone who would notice her absence, so she could mail them off once she got to her new suitor. Just before making her final departure, Faustina came to visit Leonarda one last time and accepted a glass of wine from her beloved matchmaker. The drugs inside soon took over. Leonarda swung her axe and dragged the body of her former customer to the closet where she would cut it up into 9 parts and gather the blood into a basin. According to her own official statement, Leonarda put the pieces into a pot and added caustic soda, a substance used to make soap, and began stirring the mixture until the pieces dissolved. When they did, she poured the dark mush into several buckets and dumped them into a nearby septic tank. She then let the blood coagulate, dried it in the oven, ground it up, and mixed it with some flour, sugar, chocolate, milk, and eggs, adding a bit of margarine and making some tasty tea cakes. She served her baked goods to the ladies who came to visit her, as well as Giuseppe and herself. According to some sources, she then collected Faustina's life insurance policy as payment for her services. The next sacrifice was Francesca Suavi, whom Leonarda claimed to find a job for at a school for girls in Piacenza. Just like the victim before her, Francesca was told to write up some letters beforehand to quell any worry when she disappeared suddenly. She came to visit on September 5th, 1940, just before making her journey, and, like Faustina, accepted a glass of wine from the woman whom she trusted with her future. After making some tea cakes from Francesca's body, Leonarda obtained the money for her services. Leonarda's third and final victim was a woman named Virginia Cacioppo, with whom Leonarda had promised a job as a secretary for a mysterious impresario in Florence. Letters were written, secrets were kept, wine was given on September 30th, 1940, and the axe was swung. The only difference between Virginia's murder and the others was her body's disposal. Instead of making just the tea cakes with her blood, disposing of the rest in the septic tank, Leonarda claimed that she melted down her body parts, added a bottle of cologne for smell, and proceeded to make the, quote, most acceptable creamy soap, giving bars to neighbors and friends as gifts. And, again, according to Leonarda's own account, her cakes tasted the best, remarking how the woman was really sweet. Getting her sacrifice and her payment, Leonarda continued on with her life, believing she had once again committed the perfect murder. But something was different about Virginia's disappearance. While the other two women only had a few relatives to strike up concern, Virginia had a very persistent sister-in-law who grew so worried she reported Virginia missing to the police. It wasn't long before they were knocking on Leonarda's door, handcuffs at the ready. At first, Leonarda stuck to her innocence. That was until police mentioned their suspicion that her son, Giuseppe, might be involved. Horrified, she confessed to the murder in excruciating detail. At her trial, Leonarda remained completely unrepentant, going as far as to correct the official account while on stand. She was found guilty and sentenced to 30 years in prison with an added 3 years in a criminal asylum. just as the fortune teller had predicted. On October 15, 1970, Leonarda Cianciulli died of cerebral apoplexy while still inside of the asylum. She was 79 years old. While her body was returned to her family for burial, the artifacts from her crime, including the pot in which she boiled her victims inside of, were donated to the Criminology Museum in Rome, where they remain on display along with her collection of axes to this day. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on October 15th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.